A new housing development is planned for Hayes. Grow Hayes director Doug Williams stops by to talk about that and more on this edition of Grow Hayes on the Post podcast.
We've been working on this for a while, but on Wednesday of this week, the Heart of America Development Corporation, which is a local developer who developed the industrial park, the NEW building when it was originally the Sykes building, and developed that property out there where A1 Plank was, is, and size-wise. They have been a little bit quiet for a number of years, but they recognize that we have a housing situation in Hayes and that there's some opportunity to do some development. So they were proactive enough to purchase a property at 22nd and Wheatland, just east of the Technical College. It's 21 acres, consists of, it's already platted into 75 lots. And the plan will be to develop that, so 75 lots over the next, hopefully 5 to 7 years, and build, depending on how you define it, affordable housing. Homes in the 175 to 225 price range, and built by various builders. That's all a little bit in flux right now. But another important component of this development will be that we intend to approach the city of Hayes to establish an RHID, which is a Rural Housing Incentive District, which, to net it all out, means that there will be no special assessments on the lots. Typically, when someone buys a lot in Hayes right now, they're going to have between $150 and $200 a month in special assessments for the next 15 years. These would not have any special assessments on them, so that makes them more affordable than something that would be purchased in another development and built on that had special assessments associated with it. So it looks to be a very good project. We're real excited about it.
Yeah, it's something that I know it's in, you know, huge demand housing around here. I want to talk a little bit about this, but I want to start with, you know, the affordable thing. And you kind of hit that a little bit. We talked a little bit before we got on air too. You know, 175 to 225 maybe doesn't sound affordable, but really it's not too bad, right?
Well, it isn't. For one thing, you're not going to build a new home for any less than that. You know, you can try all you want and it isn't going to happen. But if you consider today's interest rates and the median income in Ellis County, that is a price range that should be relatively affordable. Not for everybody, but there should be a good segment that can afford those type of homes. The other thing it does is add inventory to the market. So it gives those who maybe have a lower priced house than that the opportunity to upsize. It gives some people with maybe larger homes the ability to downsize. But that whole combination of things, additional inventory, softens the pricing, you know, supply and demand. The last 10 or 15 years in Hayes, we've had a lot more demand than we've had supply. And that leads to prices getting higher. That's the way economics work. You know, it's kind of economics 101. And by adding supply, it should help us with affordable housing on both sides of the equation, you know, homes, downsizers as well as upsizers, as well as the homes that will be built themselves.
Yeah, and, you know, people moving in, if they want to build a new home, frees up those other older homes. I shouldn't say older, but, you know, built in the last 20, 30 years. Sure. Now those are available, and you probably pick those up. I don't want to say cheaper. I'm making it sound like we're selling cars here, but, you know, cheaper houses than what they would have been 30 years ago, relatively, when they weren't brand new.
Right. One thing I do know for sure is that there have been no new homes constructed in Hayes and sold in this price range in my recent memory. You know, the typical new construction has been 275 plus, with very few exceptions that would be less than that. And the one of the components that makes this more affordable is that the Heart of America Development Corporation is not a for-profit group. They're not looking to make money on this development. They're looking to promote Hayes. And so the land cost can be less per lot, which is going to be passed on to the end, you know, the owner-occupant, not the developer, not the builder. not anybody along the food chain there. It's going to be passed on to the owner-occupant. Will benefit from those lower land costs. They'll benefit from the fact that there won't be specials, assuming we get that all to work like we have planned. We've talked to local suppliers about trying to sharpen their pencil for supplies for this development. Again, this is a community project of sorts, because we lack a lot of places. They don't call it affordable housing. They'll call it workforce housing, you know, housing that the workforce can live in. And I've had many employers tell me time and again that they have difficulty recruiting employees into our market because housing is too expensive. Well,
or if you can find it.
Or just the availability of, or affordability of, you know, both. And they kind of go together at some point because it's that supply and demand thing we talked about again. So that, I think, is going to be important. I think this will be a very successful development if we can get it to work like we have planned. And step number one was to get the land. You can't have affordable housing if you don't have affordable land.
Yeah.
That piece of the equation is in place now. We've got the right developer. We've got the right location, I think. I think it's a great location out there, close to the hospital.
Oh, yeah. It's close to it's Thomas perfect. Parkway. I just did a story on the daycare.
Yes.
Or child care center, because there is
Minds
a difference.
Bright Minds Academy.
Bright Minds Academy out there. And, I was kind of surprised as I'm standing out there that it hasn't already been developed.
It's been platted for a long time. It just never was developed. The lots are a little bit smaller, which lends itself to an affordable development, you know, a little more density. They are deep, you know, even deeper than a lot of them, say, in the Northwest area. They're just a little more narrow. So it means that the homes are going to be, you know, 1,100 square feet at the max, as opposed to primarily Northwest. You probably start at 1,400 and go up from there. So it'll be a little smaller, a little bit maybe more like a lot of the homes in the Donald to Canterbury and 22nd to 27th, kind of over in that area.
Okay, so yeah, the area that was developed like 70s, early 80s,
it
right?
It was in the 80s primarily. You know, I'm old enough to remember that. But a lot of homes were built over there. A lot of those homes are a three-bedroom, one-bath, basement, one-car garage, that 1,080 square feet. These would not necessarily be that. I think most of these will be three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage, but they will be smaller than what has been built northwest or even out on the east side of town, the new construction has been. So I think it, and in terms of a time frame, hoping to get before the city in the next 30 to 60 days with an application for an RHID, that takes some time to go through the statutory process, but my goal is that we have streets going in out there sometime late spring and some construction going on sometime in the summer.
Wow. Yeah, that's an aggressive timeline.
It is an aggressive timeline. But
if anybody can do it, it's you, though.
Well, I don't know about that, but we're gonna give it a try.
We've got just a couple minutes left. You know, I wanted to dig in just one more thing on this. The RHID, you want to talk a little bit more about that? Because I know, like, last week we talked about CID and TIFs, and now we're talking RHIDs. What is that, like, in real simple terms, what does that mean?
An RHID is a TIF for housing. And a TIF, as we talked about last week, allows a developer to take the incremental tax revenue, a portion of it, that is generated when that property is developed, and recover that over a 25-year period to go towards their cost for infrastructure. So, in other words, the property taxes on that development right now are about $50 a year. When it's developed, they'll be considerably more than that. When there are 75 houses on there at an average of $2,500 a year per house, that's $300,000, say. Well, a portion of that increment between the $50 and ultimately the $300,000 goes back to the developer to recoup his costs in putting in the infrastructure, as opposed to the way it works in other developments. 70% of that is put on out for bonds, and the owner-occupants pay that through special assessments. So this is a way to pay for those without the owner-occupant, the owner of the property, having to pay them. And it's paid with the tax increment. Not all of it. School district, part of the school mill levy still goes there, and part of the state mill levy still goes. But the majority of the property taxes are recoverable through this RHID, the same as a TIF.
Yeah, and you mentioned the price on that. You know, if you're talking $100 a month that would be going towards that, you know, it doesn't sound like a lot, but once you put it over the 15 years, $100 a month times 12 months a year times 15 years, well, it's a pretty big chunk of change.
$25,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which the last development that went in on the east side of Hayes, people don't recognize this, but not counting land costs, the infrastructure costs were $34,000 per lot, $32,000 to $34,000 per lot for street, sewer, curb, gutter, all of those kind of things. Well, that's a lot that has to be paid back. And in a traditional development right now, the developer has to pay 30% of that cost, and then the city, through bonds, finances the 70% of it, but that's paid back through those specials. And I don't know of any development right now that has specials under $150 a month. Some of them are approaching $200 a month.
Wow.
So it amounts to a lot. And if you talk about the typical payment, let's say on a $200,000 house, it's maybe $1,000 to $1,200 a month. That's 10 to 15% savings that you have by virtue of doing this RHID as opposed to paying specials.
Excellent. Well, this is some exciting news. I'm glad that you shared this with us. And I wasn't expecting this. When you came in this morning, you're like, I've got news. And I'm like, awesome.
I like to catch you off guard, see how good you really are.
Yeah, I was totally prepared to talk about something else, but okay.
Okay, we'll save that for next week.
Absolutely. Anything else you want to add before we go?
Well, I just mentioned the city commission last night set the public hearing date for the Travel Plaza TIF and CID, or at least the TIF, which will be about a month from now. At that point in time, it will be approved, so they can then proceed with infrastructure activity and that kind of thing out there. So good progress there. So some positive things happening, like always. Got
fantastic.
A couple of new city commissioners last night. I visited with most of the city commissioners about this RHID. I think everybody feels like it's a good idea. There are some hoops you have to jump through to get it done, but we'll keep plugging.